I want to introduce myself. I am Father Enrique. I'm a Franciscan friar since today. I'm here in order to have a diocesan experience. I would like to become from religious priest to diocesan one. That's why I have asked this opportunity to our Bishop Joe Vasquez, and I'm very glad that he appointed me in this beautiful community. In a few days, I have experienced a good testimony for most of you in faith, and that's awesome. I'm very glad, even with our pastor Matthew and our brother Kyle, good priest, they and you make me feel so good. Welcome. Thanks for this warm welcoming. Thanks very much. I have worked for 5 years in this diocese. I came from Mexico. I work in so many places because I'm priest since almost 15 years ago. This January, I will 15 years as a priest, and that's awesome. I'm very glad. Secondly, as you know, we are celebrating today's solemnity of Christ, Him of the universe. I'm very proud of my Catholic Church. I'm very proud. As a Mexican, I had a beautiful testimony of faith. My native place was a religious place with many good traditions, which helped me to grow in faith. As you know, I'm native in the Guanajuato state, when most of our brothers and sisters in faith shed their blood, crying in a loud voice, "Long live Christ King." How beautiful. I know I'm in the United States, but as brothers and sisters of the same family of Christ, we would have proud of this. Even young people, teens, die. Saying the same words, "Long live Christ King." How beautiful is this? What about us? We likewise proclaim with our lives that Jesus Christ is King, is our King. I was thinking about past time. Most people consecrated their lives to Christ King. Whole families consecrated their families to Jesus Christ, and that's awesome. Once a woman here in the United States asked me, "Father, come to my home and bless it." And I went, and I did. And I was very surprised because she had some copies of the consecration of Jesus Christ. I was very glad for that. Beautiful gesture. In the same time, she was prepared a beautiful statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In front of this beautiful image of the Sacred Heart, all together with her family, consecrated that home, the whole family. It would be good, brothers and sisters, to turn back to these beautiful traditions, to consecrate our life, our home, to Jesus Christ. In fact, if you pay close attention, in so many churches, European churches, had a Byzantine art, like we have right here in our chapel, with a beautiful image of Jesus Christ called Pantocrator. It's a Greek word that means the ruler of all, the mighty, the powerful one. That's awesome. Jesus Christ wants to reign among us. Of course, we profess that Jesus Christ reigns in heaven, and that's true, but Jesus Christ reigns right now among us, and this is true, in a beautiful way. Today's gospel invites us to be open to Christ's kingdom in the most beautiful way, practicing charitable works. Do you want to reign with Jesus Christ? Practice charity. Today's gospel, it is so clear. Who practice charitable works will reign with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will say to you, come with me. Because you gave food to the hungry. You give drink to the thirsty. You're welcome to the forester. Forester, how do you say forastero? Foreign. Thanks. And this is awesome. I'm very surprised from this great country. A lot of movements for helping others. I was thinking about Knights Columbus. That's awesome. In so many Catholic parishes, we have the food pantry. And most of you help others outside USA. A woman come to me saying, Father, I receive a support for the government. On this time of pandemic, I receive a money, I receive a check, but I don't need it. And I gave a poor people in Mexico. That's great. Are you practicing today's gospel? Other people are organizing in order to collect clothes, in order to send them Honduras or Nicaragua. This is awesome. As you know, brothers and sisters, we perfect our life, our Christian life, practicing charity. In doing so, we permit that God reigns among us in a concrete way. Many other gestures, brothers and sisters, praying and acting, we permit that Christ's kingdom be present between us, especially between the needed. God has been good with us. Even though this pandemic, we have everything in this country. We know a lot of people has died for the coronavirus in this country and around the world. But I have never heard that in the United States, a lot of people has died right now for hungry. Of course not. Because even though these difficulties, this crisis, we have everything. We have everything. God's providence is among us. This is the way by which God shows us His love, His care for each of us. May today's gospel help us in order to accomplish His will. Being charitable with others. Amen.